The hour 11 o'clock having arrived, we'll call the House Tax Committee to order when we have a quorum. We will start with House File 1226, Tax Provisions Policy Technical Clarifying Changes and Aid. So let's have someone from Nonpartisan House Research just basically, and members, these are the items that we passed in the omnibus tax bill, I believe, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, as we did take some amendments, so things out that some folks had some concerns with. So members, there's a A17-0311 amendment. It's a delete everything amendment, and when that's put on, that will mirror what's in the tax bill. As you remember, members, there were some folks that had some concerns about some things, and so we did take some of the issues out that were concerned, and that doesn't mean they're gone forever. That just means that they're not in the bill right now, and we will continue to visit with the department on some of these issues. So, members, when we do have a quorum, we'll be moving bills and amendments and so forth. We need a quorum. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify regarding House File 1226, 1227, 1228? Anyone with concerns? Does the department wish to testify?
These are fine starts, Mr. Chair.
Fine starts. You heard the testimony. It's fine starts.
Mr. Chair.
Lee Marquardt.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, all three of these bills then are going to the general register. We're moving them to the general register.
That's my intention, yes.
Very good, thank you.
Yes. And these are vehicle bills, just in case. As someone pointed out earlier, before the meeting started, we shouldn't really need any, but just in case.
Mr. Chairman, I used to have a number of them just in case.
Chair Carlson, yes.
Can I use one time?
Chair Carlson, I learned that one the hard way when I was first Commerce Chair in 1999. I didn't understand the concept of vehicle bills. I learned very quickly how important. I didn't have it, and it was a mess. So every year after that, I'd throw four or five over just in cases. Haven't had to use them that much, but you never know. So with that, the donuts, make sure... I think we'll probably go pretty quick unless somebody wants to stick around and talk about these. The donuts are from Sarah Jane's Bakery in Minneapolis in Representative Loeffler's district. So we'll want to let her know that we left a bunch of money this morning in her district. We got a little confused. I thought there should be sales tax on this or not. No. But I called the department to find out. But there's a line there for tip, and I said, well, look both ways before you cross the street. And they meant, no, 15% is what that. So we did the full 15, didn't we? Yeah, okay. I don't want the tax to get a reputation for being tight or anything. So, Chair Carlson.
Sure. I used to teach in her district. I'm not familiar with that particular bakery, but there were some real good ones that some of us would have... faculty meetings and so on, we get some treats, especially donuts and rolls as a morning meeting of some sort before school started.
Okay.
She has a lot of good choices up there.
So we need to get her here so she can have a donut from her district.
Or a cookie. It's good, holy food.
Okay. I think, members, what we'll do until we have a quorum, this could be our last meeting. We're not 100% sure. It could be our last meeting. We'll have to play that by ear. But I would like to go through a few thank yous here, if I might. From DFL Partisan Research, Mr. Reese, and Molly and Mia, we thank them for all they've done for us. Of course, all of the nonpartisan research folks, from Mr. Michael to Ms. Dalton to Manzi and Hines and Clayman and who's the new guy?
Sean
Williams. Welcome. I knew that. I was just asking. And then we have, of course, House Fiscal with Ms. Templin and Ms. Jill. We thank you for all of your work. We thank our page and the pages that we've been so blessed to have with us here. And then... I would like to thank, who am I missing? Oh, yeah, Rubus.
Gary.
Rubus. Forgot. No, a special thank you to Vice Chair McDonald, to Ms. Windsor, Gary Kay, Mr. Rubus. Who am I missing? I always miss somebody. But I do sincerely thank you. I thank every member of the committee for your work. You put a lot of hours in. And we heard a lot of bills. And I'm hoping we can come to a bill after conference committee with the conference report. Yes. Oh, and Lee Marquardt. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to work with you and every member of this committee. So I thank you so much. It's donut day today. We got donuts, cookies, and donut holes. So take all you'd like. But don't take that many because I get what's left over. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Mr. McDonald.
Since there was a pause with the donuts, I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank the Chair for such a really well-run, productive, fun adventure that we experienced. As you recall, the Chair said at the beginning that this is an adventure, not just a tax committee. And I think all the audience, all those who are out there paying attention in great detail, the advocates, the lobbyists, our guests, and the pages, it really is a well-run. We have good members here on both sides. It's almost like we're not on both sides of the aisle. We're on the same side of the aisle, doing what's best for Minnesota. And it's under the great leadership and tutelage of our great leader, Chair Davids, who runs a well-run meeting, entertaining, informative, educational, and with great wisdom and respect and compassion. So thank you, Mr. Chair, for your personality and a well-run meeting and a great adventure.
And thank you. Like we say, this is not a committee, it's an adventure.
That's right.
Thank you. Vice Chair McDonald. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank, I think, one of the best people that I've ever worked with as far as a department person that comes to any committee that I've ever worked with, and that would be Paul Cummings. Thank you. I really appreciate your preparation and your knowledge, and your getting back to us if we don't know something. And so we appreciate that, and I appreciate Commissioner Bowerly for the time she has testified, and I'll give her a call too. So this is a part of the process. We have many hours of meetings left. Once we hopefully get the tax bill off the House floor this week, it will go to conference, and then we'll start negotiating with the Senate to get a bill that Governor Dayton can sign. It's not my intention to have a bill for him to veto, but rather a bill that Governor Dayton can sign, because it's important too. All of Minnesota. With that, I will officially call the meeting of the House Tax Committee to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Schultz. Oh, I need to thank Representative Schultz, too. The heavy lifting here. Moves the minutes of March 27, 2017. Any discussion? Hearing none, all favors say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay. So I will now move House File 1226, and the motion would be to refer this bill to the House floor. And these are vehicle bills, and when we get these amended, they'll be as they are in the current tax bill that's sitting, actually on the House floor. Went through Ways, Means, and Rules on the House floor. Okay, so I will move House File 1226. I will now move the A17-0311 amendment. That puts it in the order that it's in the bill that's sitting on the House floor. Any discussion? Department, you testify, or not at this time? Or
great start.
Great start. Questions from members? Hearing none. I will renew my motion that House File 1226 as amended. Oh, we got to adopt the amendment. Okay. The A170311 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. We now have the bill as amended. I will renew my motion that House File 1226 as amended be referred to the General Registers. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. I will now move House File 1227. I will now move the A17-0310 amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all favors say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. I will now renew my motion to House File 1227 as amended be referred to the General Registers. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all favors say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails, and the last bill Committee's going very well so far. I'll move House File 1228. I will now move the A17-0309 amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all appears the aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment's adopted. I will now renew my motion that House File 1228, as amended, be referred to the General Register. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all appears the aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, members. And again, thank you, members. You've done a lot of work, a lot of good work for the state of Minnesota. And in the process, we need to come together right now for tax relief. Have a pastry from Representative Loeffler's district. Representative Schultz?
I just want to invite members and people in the audience to Duluth St. Louis County Days. Wednesday, tomorrow night, 4:30, Intercontinental Hotel, and we can all come together there.
Thank you, Representative Schultz, and that is a good place to come together. That's a good group, the folks from the Duluth area. Okay, and it's the county too, right?
Yes.
City and county. Okay. Any other announcements?
Mr. Chair?
Lead Marquardt.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I again want to thank you for your very fair chairmanship. I know our members had their bills heard. Bills were included into the tax bill, so I appreciate that very much. And also thank you to your staff, who are just wonderful to work with also. So appreciate and hopefully we can get that tax bill to the end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. With that, please take a donut from Representative Loeffler's district and enjoy. Take several because everything else goes to me and, you know, I don't need it. Okay, with that, members, come together. Good government all the time. We adjourn.